Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Here's a story written by Cliff Courtney several years ago. Black bears that live in the valley have no history of human confrontation except when they are looking for food. That is, looking for the food that humans may possess, not looking for humans as food. The most dangerous time is when mother bears have their cubs with them and they feel the safety of their offspring is being threatened. Bears have poor eyesight and a very sensitive nose. Many people think they are being aggressive, like when they raise up on their hind legs, when they are merely trying to figure out what you are. The only real problems I have heard about have been caused by dogs chasing bears, which leads to the bear chasing the dog. The dog then runs back to his master for safety and hides cowering behind his master's legs. That is, if he can catch him, for at this point the master is usually running at a fast clip. Most of the trails in the valley have restrictions against taking a dog with you. There has been no human injury due to bears in our area. If you should meet one on the trail, it will usually run when it sees you. If not, wait for it to get off the trail. If you suspect it is a female with cubs, don't rush it. It may become defensive. Ticks are abundant on some trails in the spring and early summer. Our local ticks do not seem to be a carrier of any diseases, but they can be quite a nuisance all the same. It is a good idea to check for ticks after a hike. They are most commonly found on the scalp. A bee sting to many people is only a slight annoyance, but if you are allergic, it is a life-threatening situation. If you are allergic, carry your bee kit with you. If you are in doubt about anybody in your group, it is wise to carry one in case of a reaction. The kits are very light and can be slipped into your pocket. The kit contains adrenaline and antihistamine tablets. This can't be overemphasized, as most people fail to understand the importance of the situation and casually leave their life support system at home. I am not allergic, but if I were, I would rather have a couple of bears and 40 or 50 rattlesnakes in my tent with me than to have one bee and no kit. Carnivorous insects, such as horseflies, deerflies, and mosquitoes, can be often viewed in the area, and the amazing thing about them is they are very curious and like to afflict a slight dose of pain to test your tolerance. Since many of you will be fortunate enough to see some of these native insects firsthand, it is wise to bring some repellent along. The repellent rarely works, but at least it takes your mind off the annoyance while you are putting it on. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.